Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Rare by Keith Aranese. Sophie, I gotta ask, when did you first realize that fitting in wasn't all it's cracked up to be?
Hey there, Sam. Oh, probably in high school, honestly. I remember trying so hard to be like everyone else, but it never felt right. And that's exactly what this book gets at. Rare is about why our differences are actually our biggest strengths, not things to hide.
Yeah, Aranese makes this really sharp point early on. He says our whole society is obsessed with standardization. From school to work, we're all graded on curves and compared to averages. But that system just grinds down the very things that make us interesting.
Right. And he uses this economic framework that I love. In economics, scarcity drives value. So if something is rare, it's worth more. The same applies to us. When we're interchangeable, we're cheap. But when we bring something genuinely unique, we become irreplaceable.
That's such a good way to put it. I mean, think about the people who really changed the world, the scientist who chased a theory everyone else dismissed, the artist with a weird style, the entrepreneur who broke every rule. They were rare, and that's exactly why they mattered.
Totally. But Aranese is careful not to make rarity sound like some elite club for geniuses only. He says everyone has the capacity to cultivate rarity in their own life. It's about intentionality, not about being a prodigy.
Yeah, and he gets into why we resist it. There's this huge fear of rejection, right? We're wired to seek belonging, so standing out feels dangerous. But he argues that fear is mostly irrational. The people who truly care about us will value us for who we are, not for how well we conform.
Exactly. And then there's the comfort of routine. We stick with jobs we hate, relationships that drain us, just because they're safe. Aranese says the path to rarity starts with small, deliberate choices to do things differently. Maybe it's a hobby that seems impractical or an unpopular opinion.
I love that. Building the muscle of rarity with small acts. He also talks about how your environment matters. If you're surrounded by people who reward conformity, you'll naturally suppress what makes you unique. So you have to be intentional about finding people who appreciate the real you.
Right. And he connects rarity to expertise. True mastery in any field is itself rare. The master craftsman or brilliant surgeon, they've put in years of dedicated, often lonely practice. Most people want shortcuts, but the rare person embraces the slow grind.
Yeah, and that's hard. He doesn't sugarcoat the dark side. Being different can be painful. You face criticism, misunderstanding, even hostility. But he says you need a strong internal compass, a clear sense of your own values, so you don't crumble under external disapproval.
And there's a really important distinction he makes: true rarity versus just performing a role. Some people adopt the trappings of uniqueness, weird clothes, provocative opinions, but it's not genuine. Real rarity comes from within. It's about being different in meaningful ways, not just looking different.
Right. And he gives practical advice too. Start with self-reflection. Ask yourself what truly matters to you, what you're passionate about. Then identify where you've been conforming against your better judgment and make a plan to change. But action is key. It's not enough to want it.
Absolutely. And failure is part of the deal. The rare person fails more because they take more risks. But failure is a teacher. The conformist who never fails also never grows. Aranese says to embrace failure as feedback, not as a verdict.
One thing that really stuck with me is that rarity isn't a fixed trait. It's like a garden. You have to tend it constantly. The pressures of conformity are always there, pulling you back toward average. So you need habits that reinforce your uniqueness, like solitude for reflection and lifelong learning.
Yes, and he applies it to leadership too. The best leaders embrace their rarity. They bring a unique vision and authentic presence. People are drawn to leaders who are genuinely different, not those who just fit a mold. Their rarity itself commands attention.
The ending of the book is really powerful. He calls on us to stop apologizing for our uniqueness and to start celebrating it. The world doesn't need more copies of the same person. It needs people willing to think differently and contribute something new.
And the ripple effect, by embracing our rarity, we inspire others to do the same. We can transform families, communities, even societies. That's the real gift. The book left me feeling like the very things I thought were weaknesses are actually my greatest strengths.
Yeah, me too. My biggest takeaway is probably that the path of rarity is hard, but the alternative, a life of quiet conformity and wondering what might have been, is far more tragic. It's the only path worth taking.
Well said. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So Rare by Keith Veronese, a reminder that our differences aren't flaws to hide, but gifts to share.
Exactly. We'll see you in the next one.